All right, 840 on the ticket. We have a phone number for the Cowboys Draft War Room, and we understand there's still some activity there, so let's give it a call, see who we might get.
It was a crowded war room over the weekend. A lot of people in there.
Yeah, one that you focused in on.
Wonder what he was doing.
War room.
Yes, who's this?
This is Jerry.
Hey, Jerry, it's the Musers on the ticket. Could we talk to you for a minute?
Well, yeah, I guess I have a little bit of time here. I'm pretty busy right now. This is a war room, after all.
So yeah, what are you guys still doing there?
We're just been, for the past 48 hours, we've been in here being real busy, working really hard, patting each other on the back. Been going on for 48 hours now. We're also signing some undrafted rookies in here, some free agents, stuff like that, some undrafted rookies in here. We're working on that, seeing who's got some talent, who could be fits for our team. And I remind you that's how we got old Tony Romo.
That's right.
Yeah, undrafted free agent. Yep.
Undrafted free agent, undrafted there. Mm-hmm. And he was a miracle.
Right.
Another miracle is that I haven't been caught up in any Robert Kraft type situation.
Oh, okay. My gosh, Jerry, now don't say that.
We're on the air.
Y'all seen that Robert Kraft video?
No.
He gets some impressive distance on that egg white.
What? Jerry?
I'm so stressed out after this draft, I think I'm about to head down to Harry Hines and get me a little crafty going.
No, don't do that.
Stay away from those places.
Like $10 for a crafty down there.
Jerry,
call it that.
There are cameras everywhere.
But we're still working hard for the football fans out there here in this war room. I want them Cowboy fans to be assured of that. Okay. We got a Bill Belichick-type work ethic going right now.
Well, that sounds like it, yeah, if you're still there.
That's right.
So you like your draft, huh?
All right, that's Steven. I'm sorry about that.
What did he say? Wants to sign another kicker?
Wants to sign another kicker. He's in here. He's been working alongside Will McClay and Roosevelt trying to find some good prospects in here.
Roosevelt's in the war room?
Roosevelt's always around. He's my security guard, my protection, my right-hand man, my girl Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He also is my hush money bag man, too.
Good Lord.
Walks around with them $100 bills paying people to keep quiet, you know what I'm saying?
You with the hushed tones there.
That's right. And Steven is also in charge of the refreshments in the war room. That was a mistake.
Why?
Because we've had nothing but goldfish and orange soda to drink and eat. My colon's more backed up than Main Street on parade day.
Okay.
I have to go with him there. Goldfish is a quality snack, I think.
And Jerry Jr.'s in here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Only because his mama said I couldn't have Steven in here and not him.
Okay, that's fair.
Family controversy. But fortunately, he's just been somewhat keep to himself out of his way. Been down on the carpet playing with his Hot Wheels and his My Little Ponies.
Isn't he 50?
Making them hump each other and do drive-bys in the little Camaros. And some people is asking, why is Spalding, my grandson, in the war room?
He's learning the family business, right?
And that is a question I've asked out loud every single draft.
What the heck is he doing in there?
No one seems to be able to give me an answer to it. It's amazing.
He does seem a little...
Are we going to win another Super Bowl before you go to that big AT&T stadium in the sky?
I think he's talking about heaven.
That's Stephen again, or is that Spalding?
We're going to win one. No, that was Stephen. I didn't know Spalding has the same boys. I don't know what's going on. Y'all want to talk to Jason real quick?
Sure,
sure.
We got, I think, Garrett. Jason, where's Jason? Hey, Roosevelt, where's Jason?
He's right over here.
We're going to get Jason.
All right.
Jason, come on over here. Some users, they want to talk to you.
All right, good. Got it.
Hello?
Hey, Coach, it's the Musers on the ticket.
Good to hear from you guys. We're doing well.
Good,
doing well.
You happy with your draft?
You guys having a good day?
We are.
So far, so good, yeah.
We are.
Good, yeah. We're excited about a lot of these players we've taken.
Uh-huh.
Very excited. We think they're going to help us. They're going to help us well. and in the areas that we need. Insert generic conversation to fill time here. Insert generic conversation to fill time here.
So, yeah, I guess you guys didn't think you needed a safety. You go defensive tackle.
That's a good point. Good question there. Conversation, conclusion, comments. Copy and paste here.
Okay.
Copy and paste here. Copy and paste here.
Coach?
Yes.
Uh-oh. He needs to be rebooted.
Sounds like he got stuck. Jerry?
Sorry, it's malfunctioning. We got to plug him back in. His lithium-ion battery went too low.
Yeah, you've been working him too hard.
In critical mode, but we're working hard. We're going to have that Cowboy team all ready to win you a Super Bowl. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
And I predict by about next year, mm-hmm. I'm going to be saying, did you like those four Super Bowls?
I hope you did very much.
Good morning.
There's Jarrett and crew from the Star.